Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Selamat Hari Merdeka, everyone. Today on the show, we have a very special episode to celebrate our 63rd year of independence. The cultural organization Pusaka is teaming up with Allianz Malaysia on a project called Bina Bangsa. And we're going to be talking about the project on the show tonight. Joining us to tell us a little bit more about it, we have Edin Koo, who is the founder of Pusaka, as well as Zakri Kir. He's a CEO of Allianz Malaysia Berhad. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. It's good to have
good
you
to
both here. Happy Merdeka to you.
Thank you.
Let's learn a little bit more about this project. Edin, perhaps you can tell us how I understand it is that it is the publication of 10 books,
yes,
right? And that hopes to explore the foundations of our country. Perhaps you can tell us what the project, why the project started and what it entails.
Well, the project was a discussion I had with my late father. It was something he wanted to do several years ago. And of course, he was quite involved in some of the things we would be writing about.
Just in case anyone doesn't know, just in case,
yes.
Edin's late father's the eminent historian, Dr. Koo Kee Kim.
Yes, and that didn't come to be. So I felt that I should try and carry on the project. And Zakri and I have had many conversations about history and its place in our collective life today, and this partnership has been very meaningful. What it does is we do 10 books of major historical documents that trace the evolution of the Malaysian nation, beginning from the Sultanate of Perak, Sultanate of Malacca, right up to the age of Wawasan 2020. There's also an archive, an interactive archive that we will be constructing on an ongoing process. There really is an archive about our collective memory. In the course of so much contemplation of history, I've always found that we tend to emphasize a great deal on formal history sometimes and forget something called collective memories, which are a lot more intimate and speak a great deal more about our sense of belonging. So over here, we try and combine both. There will be a whole series of engagements too with various groups, organizations to talk about this idea of nationhood as we enter our 64th year.
Okay, all right. So, and Zakri, how did Allianz decide to participate in this project? You know, it's very rare that you'd see insurers want to participate in something like this. Why did Allianz decide to take this on?
Well, for one thing, I like history. Yeah. And Edin's a good friend, and we started talking. But, okay, we're an insurance company, and normally when you talk about insurance company, it's about we're in the business of protection. But I believe that we've taken this one step further, and we're also in the business of preservation. So one thing that is clearly clearly lacking in Malaysia is institutional memory. And this is something we would like to be involved in, and preserving institutional memory, preserving culture, preserving history. Hence, we jumped on this particular initiative when Edin spoke about it. I think it's
right.
A great idea.
If I could just ask you, Edin, you know, you mentioned earlier documents, right? So the documents are going to be the anchors for the different books. And
yes,
when one thinks of documents, one thinks of things in archives covered in dust and rather cold. And I'm wondering how you're going to bring, and I mean this in a really serious sense, how do you bring these things to life?
Well, you write about the entire context around them. The first book is very interesting, something that we are not very familiar with, which was the legal code in Malacca, which was an introduction to formal law into our society.
The Malacca Digest.
The Malacca Digest, yeah.
Okay.
And then we move into the Treaty of Pankow. And we have something even quite interesting here, which is the Malayan Union.
Mm.
The Malayan Union was never enacted, of course, but so much of what was encapsulated in the Malayan Union program essentially gave way to what were the foundations for the Malayan and subsequently Malaysian nations.
Mm. Right.
So it's an attempt to basically encapsulate that period, many of the climate, many of the historical and political contexts, the formation of Malaysia, for example, is a really quite a challenging book to write. as a simple introduction, because it involved so much, everything from the Cold War to Confrontasi to, a mapping of Southeast Asia, the Philippine dispute of Sabah, for example, which has now come to light again.
It's back in the news.
Yes, so you know, many of these things need to be reanimated. Because their implications or their reach has really not gone away.
Can I ask you, Edin, how this is going to be different from what we, you know, what we now know in history textbooks? Let's just say we'll take school history textbooks, right? How will these books, the publications under Project Binabangsa, be different from what, you know, what students are learning in schools?
We are not very clear about what students are learning in school. And we have had a long debate about our history textbooks, even the format in which history is taught. So in one sense, the book addresses a kind of education program beyond the schools. I think we've had this conversation before. I get quite weary talking about school syllabuses and textbooks, because what we should be driving at in our society is something called public education. Yeah, pendidikan khalayak ramai, and that should be in bookstores. It should be on walls. It should be on trains. It should be in the media. That kind of engagement, and the aspect of written history is now also not such a skill anymore. People are, you know, history as taught in PowerPoints and things. It just doesn't contain and sustain an argument. Which history needs.
Okay. Zachary, this is a question that I think all Malaysians might have an opinion about. I don't think it'd have to be a professional historian, which is that we're celebrating Merdeka as the moment of birth of the nation. But what nation really are we celebrating? I think the question of, are we celebrating X number of years or not X number, what is the anniversary? Merdeka, Malaysia Day, the confusion. How do you sort it out in your own mind?
Okay. I think I'd go back to what you said, Doug. So basically what we have is documents, you know, and they actually there's no more opinions here. So what is it? So Merdeka, what is Merdeka? 31st August 1957 is that when Malaya achieved its independence, okay? Malaysia Day was completely different. It's when Malaya, Sabah, Sarawak, Singapore, Brunei was supposed to come in, but they opted out.
You know? They were insulted.
Yeah, well, there's a whole history behind that as well. So, and decided to form what is called the Federation of Malaysia. It's very simple. So this is where we try with Binabangsa, with the books, to actually put history as it is. It's not an opinion. That's why documents are very important. Show evidence.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but let's continue this conversation with Zachary and Edin in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.